Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not going to let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Heroic All Men podcast, episode number 3. And this is your host, Greg Ziegler. Did you receive a strong or a weak model of manhood growing up? It's much easier to model heroic manhood for others if you saw it modeled in your own home. Few things influence our perception of our Heavenly Father more than the example of our own earthly fathers. What kind of example did you see growing up in your family? Whenever you're listening to these statements, which of them more closely aligns with your dad's approach to relationships? Or if you didn't have a dad in your home, reflect on the man who had the greatest influence on you as a child, for better or for worse. Was it step on others to get your own way? Or was it hurt them if they hurt you? Was it demand your rights? Was it mind your own business? Or was it treat others with respect? Or put others before yourself? And how did he set up and enforce the rules in your home? Was it done independently of relationship? Was it done in reaction to stress? Was it done dictatorially? Was it done inconsistently? Or was it done out of concern for your well-being? Was it done in the context of a loving relationship? And when together, what did you most often feel? Was it dread or tension or chaos or stability, calm, warmth? And which best describes how you observed him relate to your mom most of the time? An intense fight? The silent treatment? Detached apathy? A strong disagreement, or a kind word, an affectionate hug? If I was guessing, for most of us, it'd been a combination of many of these things, and probably you could fill in your own things. I don't want to be too negative, and I'm not questioning our love for our parents or their affections for us. Maybe you had a great model, and then again, maybe you didn't. But regardless, God will show you the picture that you need to model for your family. I want to read a scripture to you from Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I hope that you'll have today a great day in the Lord.